be the best corner out there.
There's no guarantee you're going to stay in the starting
spot. No.
Did you finish up your degree?
Degree in sociology?
Yeah.
I got my degree at Utah.
Were you doing master's work?
Yeah. Before? Yeah. Well, not currently, but I'm going to end up finishing.
Talk about Reggie Ellsworth. What's he like as a player?
I don't think I have to say anything about him as a player. You can just look at the film and the hits he makes and the type of ground he covers.
Were you one of the guys that he turned to last season when he lost his mom for advice?
Not so much advice, just being there for him, letting him know everything is going to be all right and stuff like that. I didn't really need to give much advice. I'm sure there's a lot of people helping him out. Well, yeah, he's always had the same approach. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Naples.
How much different
was playing Utah, playing Florida? There's a big difference in SEC and Mountain West. More speed, size, and athleticism all around.
How do you explain the productivity? You went from like 200 stuff to Utah in one season
before. The development of me as a player. I was a freshman All-American in 2004, and I kind of went through some things in 05, but I developed as a player, and I knew my capabilities and my talents. I mean, just individually, me as a player, I think I was destined to be that talented at whatever level or whatever conference I was in.
Who's the best receiver?
Dallas Baker. I face him every day in practice.
Are there some NFL teams that you've talked to specifically
this week? Yeah, I'll be talking to him tomorrow.
Have any of them talked to you about maybe wanting to put on a little weight, a little light, possibly?
Definitely. All of them have. But, I mean, I've been light my whole career, so.
How much weight do you want to put on?
Maybe 10 pounds. I'm at 174, 175 right now, at least 180.
Can you play at 10 pounds every?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I can play at this weight, to be honest. I've been light all my career, so that's nothing that I would ever let stop me. And gaining 5 to 10 pounds and just putting on the right muscle and not just fat, I think I'll be able to handle that.
It's like facing Urban Meyer's offense in practice every day. He does a lot of crazy gadget kind of stuff.
Well, it's a lot of passing, so we're always facing the spread, always got guys in the slot. A lot of man coverage in practice. You get a lot of working man coverage and things like that.
You're not going to see that spread type of offense in the NFL much. Do you think that's hindered your growth at all as a player?
Well, I didn't play against that type of offense every week in and week out. No, I don't see how that could work.
Do you think when you transferred to Utah, you wanted to get to the upper level of competition? You said some of that stuff when you felt, is that part of the reason you went to a higher level?
Oh, definitely. Playing at a higher level of competition, have a chance to be where I am right now.
Okay, and also, did you want to
be Yeah. He's a lieutenant. He was IA. I don't know what he is now. He was internal affairs lieutenant for LAPD.
For those of us in NC Corps games,
he wasn't.
No, he
wasn't. No. Derek Harvey was MVP of the national championship. Derek Harvey? He had 3 sacks and I don't know how many tackles.
No, not in the championship game. For the whole season.
Oh, well, I mean, he just he changed the way he played. The offense has to kind of change the way they're going to attack us. And I think receivers went into games with knowing that he was out there, and that definitely affected their play.
What do you feel like you're really doing well here compared to the other cornerbacks? What do you think you've been able to separate yourself?
I wouldn't know. I haven't been – with the other guys. We haven't done any specific drills or against each other, just things like that, but I've definitely had a couple good interviews, and that's not to say that somebody else hasn't.
Kelvin Johnson weighed in 240, almost 6'4", 2431,
or
something like that. As a quarterback, how do you prepare for a guy like that?
I mean, I've gone against big receivers, small receivers. You got to prepare for everybody different. First of all, you just can't look at the numbers. You just got to see how good he is as a wide out. Is he good in and out of his breaks? I mean, does he get tip-off routes? What does he do? I mean, all those numbers don't really mean much unless you could do a lot with him. He obviously can, but you can't let the numbers scare you away.
The Florida defense last year was last in 2005, didn't have all the big plays that they did. Jarvis Moss blocks a couple kicks, and Reggie knew with the picks. Talk about the change. I mean, I know you weren't there. Talk about that change.
Just from watching.
So much more aggressive.
Just from watching film, as far as defensively, they weren't as. They didn't have as many calls. We have, like, our calls vary a lot. We implemented a lot of stuff during the off season. I think when they first got there, Myers' staff just got there. They didn't really have too many defenses. They ran a lot of more man coverage than we did this past year. And things they did were kind of more easy to read. This year we had we threw a lot of stuff at certain offenses.
What was it like in Gainesville this past season when it seemed like the whole country was talking about how great Michigan and Ohio State are and that's the real national championship game? What was going through your guys' mind?
Coach Meyer let us know that when we really looked at their schedule and saw that they hadn't really played anybody. And if we were to listen to everybody that said we weren't going to get beaten, we would just shouldn't even show up, then we probably would get beat. But if we got focused and prepared for the game like we knew we should, then we knew we definitely had a chance to beat them. We looked at our schedule. Just the strength of schedule alone let us know that we were beyond ready to compete with that type of competition. Speed of the front four, I think, is what the big factor. Kansas City. Talked to the Kansas City coach. Talked to the Denver coaches. Those two stick out in my mind.